We're going to discuss some halachas that relate to Lecha Mishnah and the Shalosh Seudos of Shabbos. And the sugi of Lecha Mishnah, really the Seudos of Shabbos, begins with the Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuf Yud Zayin and Mabez. The Gemara says in the over here, Ois Aleph Amar Rabbi Abba, B'Shabbos Chayav Adam of Tzoya Al-Shtei Kikaras. And Shabbos, a person is obligated to be Boitzea, which we'll have to see what that means, Al-Shtei Kikaras. He has to make the bracha of Hamotzi unto Kikaras Dersiv, because the Pasuk says regarding the Mun, Lecha Mishnah, that it fell on a double portion. Amar Ravashi, Chazina Le Rav Kahana, Denaka Tarti Ubatzachada. Ravashi said he saw Rav Kahana, that he took two loaves of bread, Ubatzachada. Presumably he cut one. So Amar Liktuksiv, he said that they took one, they collected two, I'm sorry, but they only made the bracha on one at each time of the Suda Shabbos. Let's say two portions fell on Friday, but each one of the Suda Shabbos, they didn't eat double. So he says, okay, so we collect two, meaning you hold two loaves. That reminds us that a double four portion fell on Friday. But at each meal, he only had one loaf. Because they said, Liktuksiv, they collected double. They didn't eat double. Reb Zeira, Havi Batza, Akula Sheruso. Reb Zeira, though, made the bracha, Akula Sheruso, which is going to be a machlekes harishayin and what that means. But it sounds like he made the bracha on both loaves. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. So Avina said to Ravashi, "V'hamaslik Rav Sanusa," but it looks like the guy's a chazer, like he's a fresher. What's he eating all so much bread at the meal for? So Amalei came into Kuyuma Loy Ovid, since he doesn't do this every day, he only does it on Shabbos. But in the Ovid, he's only doing it today. V'hamaslik Rav Sanusa. It doesn't look like he's a chazer. It doesn't look like he's a fresher. So the Gemara seems to indicate clearly that the chiyuv of having lechem mishnah on Shabbos is zecher to the man which fell in a double portion. So do you have to have Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov too? So actually, Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis has two opinions in the Medrash, to steer in Midrash, and whether or not the Mun fell on Yom Tov or not. It sounds like something you would learn in elementary school, like it's Pashut. But it's actually a Machlokes HaMidrashim, whether or not the Mun fell on Yom Tov. And Rav HaRishonim Paskin, if you could Paskin such a thing, that the Mun did not fall on Yom Tov. So there's a Chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov too. The Ritva writes on Akimar in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, he says, "Kloima zecha leman shahaya kofel." You have to take lecha mishnah zecha to the man which fell in two portions. They came in the chayin who had in the yomtiv. Since that's the case, yomtiv too, you're obligated in lecha mishnah because we assume that the man did not fall on lecha mishnah. And lecha lemaisa, of course, that's the way we paskin. What do you have to do over the lecha mishnah on Shabbos and yomtiv? You need lecha mishnah. What do you? Because the man didn't fall, so a double portion fell on Friday. So zecha to that, we take two loaves. So what do you have to do over the two lechem mishnah? You have to eat it or just make the bracha? So look at Rashi. Rashi says in that Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that chayav adam l'vtzeya al shtei kikaras. What does b'tzeya mean? Make the bracha of hamotzi. The quote in the name of Rab Chaim, the Rab Chaim said, all you have to do is make the bracha of hamotzi over the two loaves. You don't actually have to eat from the lechem mishnah. All you have to do is make the bracha over the Lecha Mishnah. Rav Chaim held it's like Kiddush, like a person could hear someone else's Kiddush, and he's going to say Kiddush like that, even though he didn't necessarily drink. So over here, you could hear someone else's Hamotzi, you could be Yotze like that, even though he didn't necessarily eat from the Hamotzi. It's a big Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sivkot and Pei Gimel, so over here in the Mar Makomos, the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sivkot and Pei Gimel, disagrees, and he says, no, you have to eat from the Lecha Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah is discussing the halacha that's mentioned by the Rishonim, by the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that if a person, let's say, makes Kiddush for you, so strictly speaking, you're allowed to drink from the Kiddush before him, because you're not dependent, it's not a Birchus Hananin, it's a Birchus HaMitzvah, primarily. So you're allowed to drink before the person who makes Kiddush drinks. So let's say Friday night, you had a meal, and they pour Kiddush for everybody, and you have a little wine or grape juice in your cup, as a person's making Kiddush for everybody, you're allowed to drink before he drinks. But by Hamotzi, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to eat before he eats. So let's say somebody cuts up slices of challah, and he starts to put them out before he himself is eating, you're not allowed to eat from the challah before he eats, because you're dependent on his bracha as a Birchus HaNedin. So you have to wait for him to eat from the challah before everybody else, before you eat. So the Mishnah Berurah is discussing that halacha. Many people don't know it, that you're supposed to wait for the person who makes the bracha of hamaisi to eat from the challah before you eat from your challah. If you have your own lecha mishnah, it's a nice meal like that, you have your own lecha mishnah, so then everybody could eat from their own lecha mishnah first. You're on your own. But if you'll be dependent on the bracha of the balabayas, so for his lecha mishnah, you have to wait for him to eat. So Mishnah Berurah says everybody has to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. Of course you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. You can't be Yotzei just with the fact that this guy made a bracha. Everybody has to have from the Lechem Mishnah. I don't know. He doesn't say a shir. Sounds like you just have to be toim from the Lechem Mishnah. But perhaps if you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah, it has to be a kezias. Presumably. You have to eat a kezias from the Lechem Mishnah. Whereas if Chaim held, you don't have to eat a kezias from the Lechem Mishnah. You see from Rashi and Shabbos, Chayav Adam Levtzei Al Shteki Karas, but Tzei just means Birchas HaMaitzi. Your Yotzei, the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah, just by hearing someone else make the bracha. So there's a big nafkamina to this. Rav Sternbach in his Haggadah and Pesach and in his Chuvis, the Chuvis van Hoggis in the first volume, points out that there's a big nafkamina. He also calls the Shmuel from Reb Chaim. So he says a big nafkamina between Reb Chaim and what is generally assumed to be the Psach of the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. He says that the Leila Seder, so of course we know you have three matzahs. Everybody knows you have three matzahs at the Leila Seder, Kayin, Levi, Yisrael. Oh, beautiful, three matzahs. So, but we break the middle matzah, Yachatz, because the Chiyuv of matzah is supposed to be eaten from the Prusa, from the half matzah. We'll get to that halacha later. That the Chiyuv of matzah is supposed to be from the broken matzah. So why do you have two other matzahs there? We'll get to it also. That's because of Lechem Mishnah, the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah, the Leila Seder. You have to have two whole matzahs, and the broken one is for the Chiyuv of matzah. So you're supposed to be able to eat two kezaisim at the Leila Seder, it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to have one kezais at Hamaitzi Matzah, you're supposed to have two kezaisim. We swallow it up in our one big shear kezais, or Moshe writes, we have such a big shear of kezais to be cheshish for all of the shitas, for the chiyuv of Hamaitzi Matzah, for the chiyuv of Achilas Matzah. We're going to have such a big shear that we're yotzei the two kezaisim with our big shear. That's what they quote in the name of Rabbi Moshe. We could be yotzei our two kezaisim with that big shear. But really, you're supposed to have two kezaisim at the Leila Seder. What two kezaisim? One for the chiyuv of Moitzi Matzah, and one for the for Lechem Mishnah. Like every bio of the Yom Tov, you're supposed to have another kezais for Lechem Mishnah. But how is everyone going to have a kezais from the Lechem Mishnah at the Leila Seder from those three matzahs? How is everyone going to be Yotzei Lechem Mishnah with those three matzahs? There isn't enough kezais in there. Let's say you have so many people at your Seder, 10, 15 people at the Seder. Everyone's supposed to have one kezais from the broken matzah and one kezais from the other two matzahs. So maybe there's enough for me and my wife, but maybe from the broken matzah, but half a matzah is probably one kezais. How are you going to have two kezais even in the broken matzah? But even in the whole matzahs, you don't have enough for the Lechem Mishnah for everybody. So that's why some say that some people at the Seder give three matzahs to more than one set of three matzahs. Not only three matzahs to the balabos, to the guy who's the head of the Seder, but they give it to everybody as two people have another three matzahs. So you could do like that. Or you could add more matzahs to the middle. You could add, we have more than three matzahs. We have five, six, seven matzahs over there. Otherwise, you're not going to have enough kezesim for everybody. And you have to have the matzahs on the table to be lechem sha'inu of dvarim harbe. Perhaps has to be there for the Haggadah. So my daughter every year asked me, but we're only supposed to have three matzahs. What are you doing over here with all these extra matzahs? So I told her, the three matzahs are kind of like, you say, we love all Jews. We love it. And so we put many, many matzahs. So, but either way, you have to have more matzahs. I guess everybody can have a kezais from the Lechem Mishnah. How's everybody going to have a kezais from the broken matzah, from Moitzi Matzah, if you're only going to have three matzahs over there? But that's assuming, says Rav Sternbach, everybody has to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. Rav Sternbach says, if not everybody has to eat from the Lechem Mishnah, you could be Yaitse Lechem Mishnah just by hearing the brother Balabas make the bracha of Hamoitzi on the Lechem Mishnah. And you Yaitse Lechem Mishnah like that, you don't have to eat a kezais from the Lechem Mishnah. So Sternbach says you only run into this problem of running out of kezesim of the Lechem Mishnah if you assume, like the Mishnah Berurah, that everybody has to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. But if not everybody has to eat from the Lechem Mishnah, you just have to hear the bracha, like Reb Chaim said, that you have to hear the bracha of Birchas Hamoitzi, but you don't like Kiddush, you just have to hear the Kiddush, but you don't actually have to drink from the Kiddush, you don't actually have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah, then you don't run into this problem at the Leil HaSeder. Okay, so the Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah, of course, is Zecher to the Man, which fell in a double portion, on Erev Shabbos. And we had a machlokes whether or not you have to actually eat from the Lechem Mishnah or just to hear the bracha of Hamoitzi over the Lechem Mishnah. What do you do with the Lechem Mishnah? How many loaves are you supposed to cut? So that seemed to have been a machlokes in the Gemara. Rav Kahana, he cut one. The Makatarti Ubatzachata, he took two but only cut one. Because he said that's what they did at the time of the month. They collected two, but they only ate one. They split up the two double portion that fell on Friday into four little peklach, into four parts. One they ate Friday afternoon, one Friday night, one Shabbos afternoon, and one Shabbos shalashudis. So they had four parts. So but they only ate one portion at each meal. they didn't eat a double portion, so he only cut one loaf. So he says, Liktuksiv, that's what they did. They collected double, so he made a bracha, so he only cut one. Which one are you supposed to cut, according to Rav Kahana? Those who have the minhag like Rav Kahana, that they only cut one, which one are you supposed to cut? So that's Machlekes Minhagim, which the Ramah already quotes. The Ramah says, Alpi Mikubalim, Alpi Kabbalah, you're supposed to cut the bottom one. The problem with cutting the bottom one is that then you're Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, because the top one is on top. That's the first mitzvah that you see. So you're really supposed to cut the top one. How could you cut the bottom one? But the Mikubalim say the bottom one is preferable. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even those who cut the bottom one, they try and inch the bottom one closer to them than the top one. The top one should be a little bit further from you. The bottom one should be a little bit closer from you to alleviate the problem of Ein Ma'avir and Alam Mitzvahs. But either way, what are you supposed to do? Cut the top one or cut the bottom one? So the Ramah writes as a pshara. Kedarko, the Ramah writes a pshara that on Friday night you should cut the bottom one. Alpi Kabbalah, that's better. And on Shabbos day you should cut the top one, because that is... better in terms of Ein Ma'avir and Alam Mitzvahs. So Friday night, cut the bottom one. Shabbos day, cut the top one. So according to Rashi, Rav Kahana only cut one. And according to Rashi, even the other minhag that's quoted by the Gemara only cut one. Well, according to the Gemara continues, that Rav Zera batza kula sherusa. Rav Zera made the bracha or ate from everything. What does that mean? So Rashi actually doesn't say that he cut both loaves. Rashi says... A different shot. Rashi says, "Batzel l'kula sherusa prusik adayla." He took a big piece. Like sometimes you see people do that. Take a big piece of challah adayla ibala. It's a sudo l'chavat Shabbos. That's enough for the whole meal. I mean, he cut himself mamish the thing. He doesn't have to take another slice. V'nira ki mechabev sudo Shabbos l'schazik v'lechol harbe. It looks like he's very into the sudo Shabbos because he's going to eat a lot. So according to Rashi, everyone only cut one. Rav Kahana cut one. Rav Zera cut a big piece. So Ravina said to him, "Ooh, it looks like a psachazer. What's he eating such a big piece?" So he says, "No, since he doesn't do it every day, he doesn't look like a chazer." But everyone in the Gemara, according to Rashi, only cut one challah. And the Ramah has the which challah should you cut? At night we cut the bottom one. Shabbos day you cut the top one. But according to Rashi, everyone only cut one challah. The Rashba though doesn't disagrees. According to the Rashba, Reb Zera, when he said batzar kula sherusa, meant that he cut both challahs. Because the Rashba asks on Rashi, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that a Bala Bas is always supposed to give people big pieces. He's supposed to give people big pieces. It's a nice thing to do. It's a Ayin Yofer. So how could we ask on Reb Zera, he cut such a big piece, we ask him, "Oh, what are you, a Chazer, eating such a big piece?" No, you're supposed to give people big pieces. Adarab, that's what you're supposed to do. So he says, how could we ask on him, if that's what you're supposed to do, the Gemara in Brachos and Menvava Med Aleph, Bala Bas Botzeh Kadei Sheyiv to Ayin Yofer, you're supposed to give a nice big piece. So hey, if he covered that Rav Sinusa, how do they call him a Chazer? So rather, the Rashba says no. And also the Rashba says it has nothing to do with here, whether you should cut big pieces or small pieces. We're discussing here Lecha Mishnah. So the Rashba learns, no, the Reb Zera disagreed, and he cut both loaves. Rav Ashi cut one loaf, and Reb Zera cut both. So the Gemara asks, well, you're cutting two loaves of bread? You're sitting here eating a Shabbos meal by yourself, you're cutting two loaves of bread? Both loaves? It looks like a chazer. So he said, no, since he didn't do it every day, he only did it on Shabbos. It was Nika that it was the Kavod Shabbos, and it wasn't because the guy was Epsichazer. Okay, so according to Rashi, everyone only cut one loaf. According to the Rashba, it's Machlekes in the Gemara. Rav Ashi cut one loaf, because he says that's what they did at the time of the Mon, was they collected two, but only cut one. They only ate one portion. And Reb Zera cut both loaves of challah. And the Gra paskins like the Rashba. The Gra says a person is supposed, the Gra Dominic like the Rashba, that you're supposed to cut both loaves of challah. Some add that with if you follow the Gra, that you actually chop a rhyme. The minig of the Ari HaKadosh. The minig of the Ari, which is quoted by the Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch, is that he used to have 12 loaves of bread by every meal. I think it means little challahs. He used to have 12 loaves of bread by every meal because the Lecha Mishnah of the bread of Shabbos is Zecher, also he thinks to the Lechem Aponim. So since it's Zecher to the Lechem Aponim, So the Lechem Aponim were 12 loaves. So Shabbos also should have 12 loaves. So he had 12 loaves of bread. So according to the Gra, you can chop a rye in the Ari HaKadosh, because you have three meals on Shabbos. Each one you can have two loaves, which you cut in half. You cut both loaves in half. So Friday night, you end up really having four challahs, four halves. Shabbos day, four halves. Shalosh Shudos, also Lechem Mishnah, you cut both in half, you have four halves. So that ends up being 12 challahs. So according to the Gra, it could be Kachaparayim, the minig of the Ari HaKadosh, to have 12 challahs on Shabbos. Okay, so that was the Rashba, and that was the Minig Agra, was to cut both challahs, and so that way, that you're obligated to, I'm sorry, to cut both challahs at the meal. So Rashi held you only cut one, because that's what they did at the time of the month. They only ate one, they collected two, but they only ate one, and the Rashba holds you chayv to cut both. But according to the Rashba, we're left to understand, what do you mean cut both? But that's not what they did at the time of the month. At the time of the month, all they did was collect two. They didn't cut both. They didn't eat two portions. They only collected a double portion. So how is this zecher to the month? So it could be for the Rashba. What we'll have to say is it's not zecher to the way that they conducted themselves at the time of the month. But what the zecher to the month is to have everything double on Shabbos. So we have a double lechem. We have two loaves of bread. And you're supposed to eat double. It doesn't mean we're supposed to conduct ourselves in the way that they conducted themselves at the time of the Nefilas HaMan, or the Nes of the Man. What it means is everything on Shabbos should be double Zeker to the Man. So you have to cut both too. It doesn't mean we should conduct ourselves in that fashion. And this could be the issue, different machlok sevi shayim, with regards to whether or not you have to have Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas. So the Shulchan Aruch and Simereish Sadi Aleph Siv Dalet quotes two opinions about this. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, Sarach Levtzai al Shtei Kikaris, he's supposed to have Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas, by the third meal of Shabbos. But the Ramah quotes the opinion of the Tur, that it's enough with one. And writes the Ramah, Mizeh Pashat HaMinig LaHakel, Levtzai B'Sud HaShlishis, Rak B'Kikar Echad Shalem. That's why the Minig was to only have one. But then he says, V'Yesh LaHachmer LiKashnayim. We only see people make Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas, but the Ramah said there were those who only had one, because the Torah's opinion was, all you need is one. Why should all you need one? How come all you should only need one? The Torah makes a lot of sense. That's like Rashi said, we should conduct ourselves the way they conducted themselves at the time of the Nes Haman. By Shalosh Shudas, it's the last meal. They didn't even have a double portion anymore. They didn't have it. Not only did they not eat it, they didn't have it. It was the last meal. It was the last portion of Shiraim. It was all they had left. They didn't have a double portion anymore. So also, you shouldn't need a Lechem Mishnah. Certainly, they didn't need both. But so then the Torah makes a lot of sense. You don't need Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas. But according to the Rashba, that what the nature of the Zecher to the Mon is not that we should conduct ourselves in the way they conducted themselves in the time of the Mon. What it means is everything on Shabbos should be double Zecher to the Mon, which fell in a double portion. So too over here, you should have double at every meal. Doesn't mean that even though at the time of the Nes Haman they didn't have a Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas, but we should conduct ourselves in the way that they conducted themselves at the time of the Nes. It doesn't mean we should conduct ourselves in the way they conducted themselves at the time of the Nes Haman. What it means is that we should have everything double on Shabbos, Zecher to the Nes of the Man, which fell in a double portion. Okay, good. Well, the meaning, of course, is we have Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas, and some are machmir for the Rashba to cut both challahs. Some do like Rashi. Many do like Rashi that they only cut one challah, and that's two shitas. Whether or not you have to conduct yourself in the way they conduct themselves at the time of the month, or everything should be double zecher to the month, which fell in a double portion. What is considered lechem mishnah? So the Nitziv in his Tshuvas, the Meshiv Davar, quotes from his father-in-law Reb Itzla of Elozhin that he used to have the minhag if somebody came late to the meal. So rather than giving them their own lechem mishnah, he would tell them to take two prusas, two slices of challah. And he held that that was also Lechem Mishnah. You don't need a Shalem to be Lechem Mishnah. Yes, of course, it's always better to make a bracha on a Shalem. But you don't need a Shalem in order for it to be Lechem Mishnah. So they have a raya to this. They have a raya. It's the Achrayim Mechasim Sefer. Rabbi Yosef Engel and his Golyanei Ashas discuss the Gemara Brachas in this context. The Gemara Brachas in the Avgimel Mebeis is discussing how many Mishmaros are there to the night. How many Mishmaros, how many parts are there during the night? Are there three or four? Everyone agrees that the night is made up of 12 shos manias. The day is 12 hours, and the night is 12 hours, halachic hours. But how many parts are there to the night? How many mishmaros? So this is nogea to a few issues. It's nogea to perhaps kriyashma, that's why it's there at the beginning of brachas. One opinion in the Mishnah of Eliezer holds that kriyashma depends on mishmaros until a certain point in the night. Slicha sometimes depends on mishmaros halayla. So the machlek is how many mishmaros were there to the night. So Rebbe's opinion was that there were four Mishmaros. And Reb Nosson held there were only three. So the Gemara asked, my time with the Rebbe. How did Rebbe know that there were four Mishmaros to the night? So Amir Reb Zreka, Amir Reb Ami, so he said because he quoted a stira and two psukim in Tehillim. One pasuk in Tehillim says that David HaMelech got up, Echatzois halayla, okum lohaydes luchal mishmatei tzikecha. Pasuk in Tehillim. So he got up at midnight in order to give Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other Pasuk in Tehillim, same Perek in Tehillim, says, Kinu Einai Ashmu Reis. I got up early, two Ashmairis, plural. Two Ashmairis early. So if he got up two Ashmairis early, meaning before morning, and that was Chatzais Halayla, so if half is two, then the whole is four. So if he got up at Chatzais, and that was two Ashmairis early, must be that there are four to the night. So the Gemara rejects this as a proof, because the Gemara quotes in the name of Rabbi Ashi, that Mishmara Upalga, Nami Mishmara Skarvi Lehu. One and a half could also be called Ashmairis. So even if Reb Nosson is right that there's three Ashmaras to the night, so Chatzais would be one and a half before morning, that would still be called Ashmurais. So you see, one and a half is called two. So you see, a half is called a whole. So Reb Yosef Engel and his Gagani Ashas over there, and that Gemara and Brachas quotes from some Acharonim who wanted to prove from here that a half is a palga is called a whole, that a prusa could be called a whole with regards to Lecha Mishnah. Then he proves from here just the opposite. Perhaps he could prove from here just the opposite. The Gemara thought that this was a proof that it's two Ashmaras early. Why didn't they know that the prusa is called a whole? So it could be what the Gemara means in the conclusion that Mishmaru Palga, Nami Mishmaru Skarlo, who is that one and a half is plural. It's still plural. It doesn't mean that it's two, but it's still plural. So Ashmu Rois it could be. But it doesn't mean that it would have a ramification with regards to Lecha Mishnah. However, it could be that this issue of whether or not, this is the Netziv writes already, it could be that this issue of whether or not a Prusa is considered Lecha Mishnah or not is related to the famous Machlekes HaRishonim about how many matzahs you need at the Leila Seder. The opinion of the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim and Avei Psachim, commenting on the Pasuk, Lechem Oini, that Ma Oni Darko B'Prusa, just like an Oni has a Prusa, Oni doesn't eat from a whole loaf, he eats from a broken bread, he eats a piece. So too, the matzah, the Leila Seder is supposed to be Lechem Oini. So it should be a prusa. You're supposed to have the mitzvah matzah from a prusa. That's why we break the middle matzah and have a kezayis of matzah from the prusa. So, but how many matzahs do you need at the Leila Seder? See, the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, and the Shita is quoted by Tosfos and the Rosh as well in Psachim, is that you only have two matzahs. One whole. You start off with two, like every Yom Tov and Shabbos, start off with two. You break one, fine, you broke one. You have one and a half. That's what you have at the Leila Seder. Only two matzahs. And that was Dominic of the Gra. Was to only have two matzahs at the Leila Seder. One was broken, and you put the broken one underneath the whole one to cover it up. Cover it over. So you make, you have one and a half, two matzahs at the Leila Seder. The Taisus and the Rosh ask on the minig of the Rambam in the Rif, oh, but where's your Lecha Mishnah? You don't have Lecha Mishnah. It's Yom Tov, Gevalt. You need Lecha Mishnah on Yom Tov. We passing that the Mon did not fall. So Zeicha to the Mon, you need Lecha Mishnah. And the Leila Seder is no different. So you need Lecha Mishnah. So that's why Taisus and the Rosh say you have to add a third matzah. So they put another matzah underneath all this. So you have a matzah, the broken one, and the third matzah underneath. The third matzah underneath is for Lecha Mishnah. That's why sometimes people drop it. When they make the brach of Hamaitzi, they hold all three. When they make the brach of Maitzi Matzah, they're only holding the prusa in the top one. The bottom one is only for Lecha Mishnah. But what did the Rambam and the Rif hold? The Rambam, so clearly, Tosfos and the Rosh hold, it can't be Yotzei Lecha Mishnah with a prusa. They had such a kasha. How could you only have two matzahs, one and a half? Where's your Lecha Mishnah? So clearly, you need Shleimus for Lecha Mishnah. But it could be the Rambam and the Rif held, no, prusa is also good enough for Lecha Mishnah. You don't need a shalem. So it could be that this machlokes harishonim with regards to how many matzahs you have to have at the Leila Seder is related to this issue of whether or not a prusa is considered Lecha Mishnah or not. So the chachila, of course, you should always try and have shleimus for Lecha Mishnah, but if you get stuck, so there is a shita, the shita in the Netziv and others, that a person could be yotzei Lecha Mishnah even with two prusas. So if you get stuck, you don't have any other Lecha Mishnah, perhaps you can make Lecha Mishnah with two prusas. Okay, the Gemara over there in Shabbos, that's most of the halachas of Lecha Mishnah. The Gemara over there in Shabbos continues on that same daf and discusses many the chiyuv of having three meals on Shabbos. The Gemara there continues, Tana Rabbanon, Kama, also Kufyat Zayin Mebeis. How many sudos do you have on Shabbos? So the Tana Kama's opinion was you have to have three sudos of Shabbos. Reb Chitka said you have to have four. And the Gemara says they both learned it out from the same pasuk, because the pasuk says regarding the mon on Shabbos, "Vayomer Moshe echluhu hayom, ki Shabbos hayom, hayom loisim tzu basada." So regarding the mon that fell on Shabbos, that didn't fall on Shabbos, it says three times hayom. So since it says three times hayom, the Tanakhama says you have to have three sugos on Shabbos. Also zecher to the mon. Reb Chitka says that all of these three hayoms are the day meals. You have to have three meals by day, one by night. Oh, one by night. So three meals by day, one by night, that's four. That's how Reb Chidka got four. The pasuk says Hayoim. It says Hayoim three times. So three meals by day, one by night. And the opinion of the Tanakhama was that all you have to have is three meals. Do you have to have Shalosh Shudas? You have to have three meals. We pasuk, of course, like the Tanakhama, it's enough with three meals. Do you have to have three meals on Yom Tov too? That's Machlek Sarishayim. The Rambam's opinion was yes, just like a Zecher to the Mon, that you have to have, like a Mishnah on Yom Tov. We pasuk in the Mon didn't fall on Yom Tov. So you have to have like a Mishnah on Yom Tov. So too, you have to have Shalosh Shudas on Yom Tov. That's also Zecher to the Mon. However, the Ramah quotes from the Rosh, that Lechem Mishnah you have to have on Yom Tov Zecher to the Mon, but not three meals, not Shalosh Shudas. Why should we distinguish between the two? If they're both Zecher to the Mon, how come only Lechem Mishnah and not three meals? So the Prisha explains on the tour that it's because these psukim, the chiyuv of having three meals is Zecher to these psukim that it says three times Hayoim. It's not Zecher to the Nase of the Mon. It's because it says three times Echlu Hayim, Gishabbos Hayoim, Hayoim Esin Tzu Basada. That says by Shabbos, the three psukim. It's not Zecher to the Nase of the Mon. Lechem Mishnah is Zecher to the Nase of the Mon, not to any specific posuk this day, but Zecher to the Nase of the Mon. The Mon didn't fall on Yom Tov, you have to have Lechem Mishnah. This is because the posuk says three times in connection with Shabbos in the Mon, three times Hayoim. So you have to have three Seudos only on Shabbos. You don't have to have three Seudos on Yom Tov. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch seems to attribute great significance specifically to the third meal. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Sadi Alef Sif Alef, Yehizayim Ma'oid, Lekayim Suda Shlishis. You should be very careful to Mekayim the third meal. Va'avim Husaveh, Yachol Lekayim Oisabi Kabez. Okay, so even if you're full, you should try and fulfill the third meal. So Chida writes in the Masik Bracha, why is the Shulchan Aruch so makbid about the third meal? There's no lashon like that. Yehizayim Ma'oid, Lekayim Suda Rishayna B'Shabbos. It's only Yehizayim Ma'oid, Lekayim Suda Shlishis. Why? It could be because people are weak in it. He knows that people are not going to be as careful about it. So that's why he said, be very careful. It could be. It's just a musa shmuz. But the Chida gives the extra significance to it. He says, no, it's because the three meals of Shabbos are a series. You need all three. If you don't have all three, you don't have the mitzvah. If you, let's say you only eat the first two meals of Shabbos, third Shalosh Shudas you don't eat, then you don't fulfill the chiyuv of Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. It's a chiyuv to have all three. So the last one that you need in order to chaper on all three sudas is Suda Shlishis. So he says, Yezor Moroi Lekayim Suda Shlishis. You should be very careful to do this, because if you're not going to do it, you're going to lose all the sudas of Shabbos. You won't get credit for Friday night or Shabbos day either. It's a series, you have to have all three in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. That's perhaps why they call the third meal of Shabbos Shalosh Sudas. People call it like that. Why do they call it Shalosh Sudas? It's only one of the meals. It could be because it encapsulates all three. If you eat the third meal, then you yotzei the chiyuv of having Shalosh Sudas, three Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos. If not, then you're not yotzei the chiyuv of having Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos. That's perhaps why the Ramah also writes over there, same sif, Reish Tzadi Alf Sif Aleph. If you didn't eat Friday night, let's say a person's, he's on Hatzalah. So he's in the hospital all night, doesn't get home till the morning, and he didn't eat Friday night. So Ramah writes, Yachol Shalosh Seudos B'Yom B'Shabbos. You should eat three meals during the day. You have to have three. If you don't have three, you're not yet to the chiyuv of Shalosh Seudos. It's like Dalud Kaisis at the Leil HaSeder. If you only have one or two, you're not yet. So you have to have all four. So over here, you have to have all three Seudos and Shabbos. Otherwise, you're not yet. So that's why a person should be very careful about eating the third meal. A woman obligated in the mitzvah of Shalosh Seudos and Shabbos, the mitzvah of eating from the Lechem Mishnah, or not. So that's, all the Rishonim seem to agree, yes, but it's a machlokes Rishonim as to why. Women should have been potter. It's a mitzvah essay, she's mangroma, it's a time-bound mitzvah. But the Mordechai writes in Masechet Shabbos, quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, the women are chayiv, noshim chayovas b'shalosh sudois, even though it's a mitzvah essay, she's mangroma, sha'af hein hayu b'isanes. Women were also included in the Nes of the Mon. So since they were included in the Nes of the Mon, they're chayv in Lechem Mishnah, and they're chayv in Shalosh Sudas to eat the three meals of Shabbos. So it's a shver teretz a little bit. It's a shver reason. Why? Because Taisus already asked throughout the Shas, Taisus asked different places, how come Afin Hoi Bosa Nes applies to some mitzvahs and doesn't apply to other ones? applies to Chanukah, it applies to Dalet Kaisis. How come it doesn't apply to other mitzvahs? Some mitzvahs it does apply, some mitzvahs it doesn't apply. So it's hard to know when it does apply, when it doesn't apply. But it seems like it only applies by mitzvahs that are persume nisa, that are there to be mefarsim and es. If it's there to be mefarsim and es, sukkah. How come it doesn't apply to sukkah? Tosfos says, women are not chayav to sit in sukkah. It's a mitzvah esei shezman grama. Oh, but they were included in the nes of the sukkahs in the midbar. How come they don't have to sit in sukkahs? Because avein hoy bos anes. Or matzah. The Gemara has a reason why women are chayav in matzah, but it's not because avein hoy bos anes. The Tosfos says, why not? Because avein hoy bos anes. So it's a problem. So it sounds like we only apply that principle of Afin Hoy Bosa Nes if it was a mitzvah Persume Nisa, then we apply it. It's a mitzvah to be Mepharsim the Nes, so women have to be Mepharsim the Nes too. If it's not a mitzvah Persume Nisa, then we don't say Afin Hoy Bosa Nes. So Lecha Mishnah, having three meals on Shabbos is Persume Nisa. You have to open up the window shades. Everybody should see I'm having my Lecha Mishnah. Everybody should see that I'm having Suda Shabbos. It's not a mitzvah of Persume Nisa. So it's a hard application. Afin Hoy Bos Anes doesn't apply to all mitzvahs, so it's difficult to apply it over here. So actually, the Ran disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran on Shabbos, over there, Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, gives a different reason. He says, no, it's because the Gemara says in Brochus, women are chayv in the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos, they're chayv in Kiddush. Because Zachar and Shama were said b'dibarecha to teach us that Kol Sheyeshna b'shmira, whoever is obligated in the loisa says in the prohibitions of Shabbos, is chayv in Kiddush. Yeshna b'zachira is chayv in Kiddush midayraisa. So women are chayv in Kiddush because they're chayv in Shmira Shabbos. So too, says the Ran, not only they're chayv in Kiddush, they're chayv in all the essays of Shabbos. They're chayv in Lechem Mishnah, and they're chayv in Shalosh Seudos as well. So that's also a difficult reason. Why is that difficult? It's a shver reason. Why? Because that principle of kosher yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira, applies to zechira, applies to that which is learned out of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. That's Kiddush. We learn Kiddush out of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. Lecha Mishnah and having three meals on Shabbos is not learned out of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. So what does that have to do with Shmira Shabbos? Kiddush is there in order to label our Shvisa from Malacha as Lashem Kiddush HaShabbos. That a person has to show, why am I not being doing Malacha today? Why am I being Shavis? I'm being Shemer from Malacha. Why am I doing it? So you have to give the byline to that. It's Kiddush because today is a holy day. Today is a special day. So because Kiddush labels, defines our Shvisa from Malacha as Lashem Kiddush HaShabbos, so the two are interconnected. The two have very intimate relationships, Zachar and Shama. What does that have to do with Lechem Mishnah? What does that have to do with Shalosh Seudos and Shabbos? So perhaps that's why Rabbeinu Tam didn't say like the Ran. And perhaps the Ran didn't say like Rabbeinu Tam, because Afin Hoy Bos Anes is a difficult principle to apply. How you can apply it over here to Lechem Mishnah, to Shalosh Seudos? It doesn't apply to every mitzvah. So because the Rishonim rejected each other's reasons, so Reb Shlomo Kluger writes in his Shuvos in the Ha'elef L'Cha Shlomo that it could be women are potter from Shalosh Seudos. The reason of Rabbeinu Tam is difficult to say Afin Hoy Bos Anes over here is difficult. The Ran says is because of Zachar V'Shamar, Kol Shni Yesh V'Shmira, Yesh V'Zechir, but that's difficult to apply over here. Probably only applies to Kiddush, not to Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Seudos. So Reb Shlomo Kluger says, fine, women are potter. So Rabbi Avadia asked in the Shuvos in the Abiyah Omer, it says, all the Rishonim said women are chayiv. No Rishon said women are potter. So yeah, you can't do like that. It's a legal maneuver. You're not allowed to say, oh, well, Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with the Ran. The Ran disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam. Fine, I think women are potter. You can't do like that. That it says, all the Rishonim said you're chayiv. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, women are chayiv in Shalosh Seudos. You can't stop, say over here, come out with hocus pocus, make women potter. Women are chayiv in Shalosh Seudos. So women are also chayiv in Shalosh Seudos, even though it could have been they would be potter, the mitzvah says she has man grama, for whatever reason, we assume women are chayiv in Shalosh Seudos, either because afein hoy bos anes, or because kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira. When is a person supposed to eat the third meal, the one that gets the person that holds the chus for eating the three meals, the third meal, the Shulchan Aruch said, yezer ma'od is very important. When are you supposed to eat the third meal of Shalosh Seudos? So the Mishnah actually says in Masechet Shabbos that if a fire breaks out, same daf over there, Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, that if a fire breaks out, laying on a person's house on Shabbos, and he lives mamish in the wilderness, there's no house with other houses in sight, no house nearby that might catch fire because of this, there's no forest nearby that might catch fire because of the house, in which case, of course, you put out the fire, says Sakonis Tefashis. There's nothing else nearby. Mamish, the guy lives on a desert island somewhere, and then nothing else is going to catch fire. So what do you save from the house? The Gemara says, you're not allowed to, we don't let him put out the fire to save all of his things. Why not? Because if we're gonna let him put out the fire to save all of his things, he might be bahul amimono. He got so excited that he's trying to schlep the couch out the door, and half the couch is on fire, and he's so upset about it that he might put out the fire in the first place. See, now we don't let the guy take his stuff out of the house, because maybe he'll put out the fire. But we do allow him to save, so it's funny, we don't let him take any of his stuff, but we do allow him to take a little food for the road. A little tegel ledarach. So he takes food out of the house. That he's allowed to take. How much food is he allowed to take out? So Gemara says, Beleil Shabbos, Matzilim Mazon Shalosh Seudos. He's allowed to take out three seudos, because he didn't eat yet, so he needs three meals for Shabbos. Shachris, if it's in the morning, so he takes out, he's allowed to save two meals. And Mincha, he's allowed to save one for Shalosh Seudos. So Taisus writes, it sounds like from the Mishnah that Shalosh Seudos has to be in Bizman Mincha. So Tarsus quotes the opinion of the Bahag. The meaning of the Bahag was to split up the morning meal into two. He would wash, eat a little bit, bench, wash again, and be yotzei shalosh seudos like that. So everything would be done before Chatzais. The Bahag would split up the morning meal into two. He would have one meal, be yotzei seudos shachris, then the second half would be yotzei shalosh seudos. The Bahag split the morning meal into two. So Tarsus doesn't like this. Tarsus says, first of all, you're going brocha shein etzricha. Why are you benching and then washing again? And then Taisa says, and also you have to have Shalosh Seudos, the third meal has to be in Bizman Mincha. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah over here. But Mincha, Matzil, Mazen, Sudachas. By Mincha, you saved one meal. So it sounds like Seudos Shlishis was always eaten in Bizman Mincha. So the Ritva and that Gemara disagrees, and he says, no, the Bahag would argue. He talks about the Bracha Shein Etzricha problem, that perhaps he was mafsik a little bit, in which case it wasn't a Bracha Shein Etzricha. And then he says that no, the Mishnah over here doesn't mean you have to eat Seudos Shlishis Bizman Mincha. That was when it was common, was to eat Shalosh Seudos Bizman Mincha. But it's not a chiyuv to eat a Bizman Mincha. You can if you want to. That was the minhag, was that they did, because why would you want to have two meals in the morning? So it was the minhag ha'olam, but it doesn't mean that you have to do it. You could have it before Mincha too. And Tosfos says, no, you have to eat a Bizman Mincha. They all have to be in different time slots during the day. The night is at night, the morning is in the morning, and the third meal is later on, and is in the afternoon. The Ritva says that's what it means, hayom, hayom, hayom. Each one is in a different slot. One at night, one in the morning, one later on in the day. So in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin, not like the Bahag, that you could break up the morning meal into two, you could have Shalosh Seudos before Chatzos. We paskin, like Taisus, that you're supposed to have Shalosh Seudos only once it's Man Mincha. And then the Rama writes, really preferably you should daven Mincha first. That's the Ramah, Simereish Sadiyah of Sif Beis. Not only do you have to eat Shalosh Seudos after Chatzos, after Zman Mincha Gedoyla, half an hour after Chatzos, the Shulchan Aruch says if you eat it before then, you're not Yotzei. But not only that, but you should preferably daven Mincha too first. You should daven first. Not that it should be Zman Mincha. Sometimes you have like that. People do like that. They say they're going to go to Mincha, but there's going to be a Shalosh Seudos in Shul. They don't want to eat by that Shalosh Seudos because someone is going to speak. Someone's going to speak. They won't be there by the speech. So what are they going to do? They're going to eat. Oh, they think this is what I say. Eat Shalosh Seudos before they go to Mincha. Oh, Chaperon. Eat Shalosh Seudos before you go to Mincha. It's after Zman Mincha ready. It's after 12:30. Before they go to Mincha, Shabbos afternoon, they'll eat Shalosh Seudos, and then they don't have to stay for the shir. They don't have to stay for the Shalosh Seudos in shul, and they don't have to stay for the shir either. So the Ramah writes, you're not supposed to do that. The Ramah writes that you're supposed to daven mincha before you eat Shalosh Seudos. That's because starting a meal once is Zman Mincha, even once we're in Zman Mincha Ketana, is already a shaila. Are you allowed to sit down to a meal, specifically a Suda Shabbos, once the time for mincha has come before you daven mincha? So in order to avoid the shaila, the Ramah writes, better to daven mincha first. According to the name of Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim said a different reason perhaps why I daven mincha first is because the Gemara says, in Maseches Pesachim, Astira and Tupsukim, the pasuk says regarding the seventh day of Pesach, Atzeres LaHashem Elokecha, that it's supposed to be a Yom Tov for Hashem. But the pasuk says regarding Shmini Atzeres, that's in Parshas Riyeh. But the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas says regarding Shmini Atzeres, Atzeres Tiyalochem, it's supposed to be for you. Tastira is Yom Tov for you, is Yom Tov for Hashem. We're supposed to spend the whole day fasting and in shul, or the whole day eating Lachem. So the Gemara has machlekes how to resolve these two psukim. The opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is chatzeyu, chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem, half for you, half for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem. The opinion of Rabbi Yeshua was no, oi, kula l'Hashem or kula l'chem, extreme, either war, either entirely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu or entirely for you. You have the option. You can either spend the whole day fasting in shul and davening and learning, or you spend the whole day eating. But either way, you have to do one extreme, either kula l'Hashem or kula l'Hashem. So Gemara says, on Shabbos, kuli alma moedet be'inanami l'Hashem. On Shabbos, yeah, Shavuos too, but on Shabbos, everyone agrees that you need l'Hashem, because the pasuk says, and Sefer Yishai v'karasa l'Shabbos oineg. Shabbos is called the delight. You have to enjoy Shabbos, you have to eat on Shabbos. So Shabbos, everyone agrees, chalkeyu, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'Hashem. It has to be split up, half for you, half for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the there's an Easter to fast past Chatzos. If you fast past Chatzos Hayom on Shabbos, you should make Kiddush or taste something before Chatzos Hayom, either before davening, or water before davening, or you should have to make a Kiddush before Chatzos, because you're not supposed to fast past Chatzos on Shabbos, because Chalkei was supposed to be split, Chetzi L'Hashem v'Chetzi L'Hashem. You're not supposed to fast the whole day Shabbos. So past Chatzos, that's already halfway point, you're supposed to have eaten something already. So Reb Chaim suggests that since Shabbos is supposed to be split, half for you, half for Shah, half for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, half for you, Chetzi L'Hashem v'Chetzi L'Hashem, so every meal has to be preceded by a tefillah. You have to have a Maariv Friday night that precedes the Sudas Leil Shabbos. Shachris in the morning, Musaf, that precedes the Sudas Shachris. And then you have to have Mincha preceding the Sudas Shlishis in order that each meal should be preceded by a tefillah. We should have that half preserved at each meal. So it should be Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Hashem. You know, that the Shabbos waltz over there. That half for you, half for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Half for you, half for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how it has to keep going. So that's perhaps why Mincha also has to be davened before Suda Shlishis in order to preserve that Chetzi L'Hashem and Chetzi L'Hashem format. There is one time that we do have some people have Shalosh Shudas before Chatzos Hayom, even though we don't pass it like the Bahag that you can have Shalosh Shudas before Zman Mincha, we pass it has to be after Zman Mincha. But there is one time the people rely on the Shita of the Bahag, and that is Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so we're in a bind. What do we do for Shalosh Shudas? You can't have Hamoitzi. Hamoitzi you can have in the morning, but after the fourth hour, once it's the fifth hour in Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Chometz. So what are you going to do for Shalosh Shudas? Shalosh Shudas has to be after Mincha Gedolah, after 12:30. You can't have Chometz then, and you can't have Matzah, because you're not going to have Matzah all Erev Pesach. So what are you going to do for Shalosh Shudas? So the Rama writes, okay, we'll get to it in a second. You can be Yotze with Peiros, Amine Targimo, let the guy have something else. You don't necessarily have to have Challah for Shalosh Shudas. You can be Yotze with something else. Fine, so the Rama writes, have Peiros. But what about those who hold you have to have bread? You have to have pas for Shalosh Shudas. What do you do for Shalosh Shudas on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos? So maybe you're just stuck. There's nothing you can do. So, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there were those who split up the morning meal into two. And like the Bahag did on every Shabbos. And they split Shachris, they would be Yotze early, bench, wash again, and have Shalosh Shudas before the Zman of Yisr Chometz Yischal. So they'd have both meals with challah rolls. Shabbos morning, before it got to the fourth hour, there's Zman of Yisr Chometz. And then, after Chatzos, they would have Peiros, and Minei Targimah, to be Yotze Shalosh Shudas like that. Many hold you not Yotze Shalosh Shudas if you have before Chatzos. But the Mishnah Berurah said, maybe we should chaperon all the different shitas, and to have two Sudas in the morning, be Yotze like the Bahag Shalosh Shudas with bread, and then if you can't have Shalosh Shudas early, you can only have Shalosh Shudas later, we'll fulfill Shalosh Shudas with Minei Targimah and Peiros. So some on Erev Pesach have Shalosh Shudas early. On Erev Yomtov, you're also not supposed to, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yomtov, you're not supposed to have a Suda, even a regular Suda, you're not supposed to have a Suda after the ninth hour. Even like a Suda Schol, you're not supposed to have after the ninth hour on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yomtov, in order to you should go into Yomtov hungry, into Shabbos hungry. So then you always have a problem when Erev Shabbos is Erev Yomtov, when Shabbos is Erev Yomtov, that how you going to have Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos, it's going to be too late in the day on Erev Yom Tov. So you're supposed to try and have Shalosh Shudas then before the ninth hour, is what you should try and do. Have it before, 3 o'clock. So, but then you could daven Mincha, it's still after 12:30. So what you should do is try and finish lunch a little early, daven, have an early Mincha, and have Shalosh Shudas before the ninth hour. But you don't have to have it there before Chatzos. And Erev Pesach, you have bigger issues. But even on Erev Yom Tov, you should try and have Shalosh Shudas as close, as early as possible, before the ninth hour. But you should have it, I wouldn't do it in the morning. You have to have it after Zman Mincha, after 12:30. So that's when the Zman of Shalosh Shudas starts. Starts after Zman Mincha. You can't have it earlier. When does the Zman of Shalosh Shudas end? That's a much more controversial issue. When does the Zman of Shalosh Shudas end? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Sadi Tes Sif Aleph, he's quoting from the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. Asa lechol shum davar, Once the time for Abdullah has come, once it's dark, you're not supposed to eat anything or drink anything except water, and there are those who are machmir even on the water. You're not supposed to drink or eat anything until you make Havdalah. So how you can't start Shalosh Shuras once it's dark, you can't start Shalosh Shuras. You're not supposed to eat anything before Havdalah. If you wash before, if he was eating before, he started the meal before it got dark, ain't tzarich lahafsik, you don't have to stop. If he was just drinking, then he does have to stop. He only doesn't have to stop if he washed. If he washed, he doesn't have to stop. If he was just drinking, then he does have to stop. But either way, you're not allowed to start eating once it's the dark. So it sounds like once it's dark, you're not allowed to start Shalosh Shuras. It's too late already. You missed the Zman. So what is that? What does it mean, Misha Techshav? So that's a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Magen Avraham says it means Shkia. Once Shkia has come, you're done. No more Shalosh Shuras. You can't wash anymore. It's too close. You have to wait. You're not allowed to eat till you make Havdalah. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, is that once Bein Hashmashos comes, once Shkias HaChama comes, you're not allowed to wash anymore for Shalosh Shuras. And many passing like the Magen Avraham, the Chazon Ish passing like that, the Gra has a Maaser Rabba like that, very machmir about it, that once Shkias HaChama comes, you can no longer wash for Shalosh Shuras. And the Ramosha also passes like that. Ramosha has his interesting shita about Shkia Sachama, so he says you have an extra 9 minutes. I can get into now why you have the extra 9 minutes. Ramosha holds you have an extra 9 minutes after Shkia Sachama to wash still. But the Magen Avraham says once Shkia Sachama comes, you're no longer able to wash for Shalosh Shuras, maybe you have an extra 9 minutes. The Taz, however, disagrees. He says it doesn't mean Shkia Sachama, it means Tzeis HaKochavim. Once Tzeis HaKochavim has come, now you can no longer wash. That's a very different thing. Then you can wash all Bein Hashmashos. You can still wash for Shalosh Shuras. The Taz held like that. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds like that. Rabbi Avadia quotes like this in his Sefer, the Ben Ishchai, Halichas Olam, quotes like that, that we should paskin like the Taz. You can wash even after Shkias HaChama till the Zman of Tzeis HaKochavim. And Rav Sternbach in his Tshuvas Van Hogas quotes like that from Rabbi Aaron Cutler, from others that held that if Tzeis HaKochavim, let's say you're not going to dive in Maariv, let's say Shabbos till 52 minutes, so 51 minutes you can still wash. So some held like the Taz, you can even wash after Shkias HaChama till the Zman of Tzeis HaKochavim comes. The Mishnah Berurah says, how could you start a meal half an hour before the Zman of Havdalah, any once or Maariv? You're not allowed to sit down for a meal once the time for Maariv has come, even half. Once a half an hour close to Maariv. It's Samuch, Lizman Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to sit down for a meal. Maybe you'll forget, you'll get caught up in your meal. You'll forget to say Kriya Shema. So you're not allowed to sit down for a meal once the time for Maariv has come, once the time for Kriya Shema has come. So Mishnah Berurah says, what about that issue? What about the half an hour before? Because man Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to sit down for a meal. Even if you're passing like the Taz, what about the half an hour before? Lizman Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to sit down for a meal. So on that, the Paiskim say, well, there's a Terim, people know about this during the week. You have everyone sitting eating Shalosh Shuras together, so you have Rabbi mid-Kiriyah Adadi, everyone will remind each other to daven Maariv, you have a Shomer, a built-in Shomer, everyone's going to remind each other to daven Maariv, and you're actually eating Shalosh Shuras in Shul, so you're not going to forget to daven Maariv, you're sitting in Shul eating Shalosh Shuras. So you have a Shomer, people will remind you, it's a Minyan Kavua, let's say, you always daven at that Minyan Motzei Shabbos. So you have that heter of sitting down to a meal before Maariv. All the heterim people know during the week of sitting down to dinner before Maariv, supper before Maariv. So here too, they have the same heterim. So if you would sit down to a meal for Maariv, sit down for a meal on a regular night for supper for dinner, and you haven't daven Maariv, you haven't said Kriya Shema. So to over here, you could be make if you machmir during the week, we machmir here too. But if you machmir, you makel during the week. So over here, you could be makel too. And to start Shalosh Shuras, even though it's a half an hour before Zman Kriya Shema, because you have everybody's going to remind you, you're davening in a minyan kavua, all of those heterim. So according to the Taz, you could actually wash after the Shkias HaChama. The Issa of eating before Havdalah only begins once it's Tzeis HaKochavim. But many old Tzeis HaKochavim is 35 minutes after the Shkia. Even though we don't necessarily daven, we have Tzeis HaShabbos, or we're Choshesh for many Shitas on Matzei Shabbos. But many hold 35 minutes is already Tzeis HaKochavim. So at that point, I think the wash is difficult. But there are those who are making like the Taz to wash even after the Tzeis HaKochavim, even after the Shkias HaChama, as long as it's not Tzeis HaKochavim. What do you have to have for Shalosh Shuras? Last thing for today. What do you have to have for Shalosh Shuras? So the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that if a person, on Daf Mem Tes, that if a person forgets Yalav Yava in benching of Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to go back. Because the Gemara says, Ibai Yachil, Ibai Lo Yachil. He doesn't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Tosh says, what do you mean he doesn't have to eat? He doesn't have to eat, he can fast, he's not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Tosh says, it means he doesn't have to have pas, you don't have to have bread. So if you forget Yalav Yava, you don't go back. If you forget Yalav Yava in Tefillah, you have to go back on Rosh Chodesh. Because you have to say, you have to daven, you have to say Yalav Yava and Tefillah, but you don't have to have a meal on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to have pas. You don't have to eat bread. So if you forget Yalav Yava, you don't go back. But the Gemara says, if you forget Ritzeh on Shabbos, you do go back. So you see from this Gemara that you have to have pas in order to be Yotzei the Suda Shabbos, you have to have pas, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, where you don't have to have pas. You don't have to have bread. On Shabbos, you have to have bread in order to be Yotzei the Chiyuv of having three meals. On Shabbos, you have to have pas. So presumably, it's by all three meals. They're all going down from the same sukkim, Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. They're all Zeicher to the Lecha Mishnah. So all of them should be equal, that you have to have pas by all the three meals. And I'd say Rav HaRishonim, that's the opinion of Rav HaRishonim, but many Rishonim is that you have to have pas by all three meals, by Shalosh Shittos too. Taisus quotes in a few places, Shita, different Shitas though about this. Taisus himself quotes one opinion, could be Yotzei with Mine Targima. You don't, for Shalosh Shittos. You don't have to have pas by Shalosh Shittos. And other Rishonim say, some say Basa V'Dagim, some say Paris, some say Mezainis. But you don't have to have pas. Some Rishonim say you don't have to have pas for Shalosh Shittos. Why should Shalosh Shittos be different? They're all learned out from the same place. Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. The whole Zecha to the Mon. Why should you not have to have pas by Shalosh Shittos? So Taisus Himsachim has one reason, and Rabbeinu Yoina and Maseches Brachos has another reason. Taisus Himsachim's reason is because the Iker Kavod Shabbos is the night and the day meal. Shalosh Shittos is not the Iker Kavod Shabbos, so you don't have to have pas. It's hard to know what that means. Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Brachos a different reason. He says the only reason you have to have pas, really, you can be Yotzei through the Shabbos, he says, in Mezainis, or Peros, or Mini Targima. You don't have to have pas of a dagim. You don't have to have pas in order to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. The reason why I need pas is so that the kiddush should be kiddush b'makom suda. And kiddush b'makom suda, as we've discussed in the past, some Rishonim hold means suda's pas in order to label whatever. Kiddush b'makom suda needs bread. Not to get into that whole issue again. So kiddush b'makom suda needs bread. If kiddush b'makom suda needs bread, so you need bread Friday night. You need bread Shabbos morning. Shalosh Shittos, there is no kiddush b'paskin. So no kiddush by Shalosh Shittos. Also, you don't need pas. There's no longer an achiv of having kiddush in the place of the suda. So you don't need kiddush makom suda anymore. So therefore, you don't have to have pas either. Because you don't need it in order to enhance the kiddush. By the other two meals, you need the pas in order to enhance the kiddush. Here, you don't need pas in order to enhance the kiddush. Because there is no kiddush. So then you don't need pas at all. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah explaining why Shalosh Shittos should be different. Why should Shalosh Shittos be different? So Taisa says because the Iker Kavod Shabbos is the two first meals. Rabbeinu Yonah says no, the Iker, it's not because of the Iker Kavod Shabbos, it's because the other two meals have Kiddush and you need the Suda's Pas in order to enhance the Kiddush. But here you don't have to give it to Chashivas. But over here, since there's no Kiddush, so you don't need Pas, you can be Yotzei with Peros, with Mezainis, or Mine Targima. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Sadi Alf Sif Hey quotes these opinions. Yesh Oimrim, that it's enough with Mezainis. Yesh Oimrim, it's enough with Basa V'Dagim, or even Peros. And there are those, but the Shulchan Aruch Pas, and Tzarech La'Saisa B'Pas, and so he writes, Svar Rishona Iker. The first Svar is the main one. Tzarech La'Saisa B'Pas. You should do it with bread. We are choishish for the other opinions, that if a person, at least, Lahachmir, if a person forgets Ritzeh in Birchas HaMazon by Shalosh Shittos, he doesn't go back and bench again. Because since there are those who hold he was Yotzei with whatever he ate, since there are those who hold you don't have to have pas, so it's like Rosh Chodesh. So if you forget Yalav Yava, you don't go back on Rosh Chodesh because you didn't have to have bread in the first place. So it's also over here by Shalosh Shittos, since he didn't have to have bread, according to some Shittos and Rishonim, you don't go back and say Ritzeh if you forget Ritzeh by Birchas HaMazon. Just like Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh for these opinions, L'chumra, but a person should try, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, Svar Rishona Iker, so Chasaisa B'Pas, you should do it with Pas. So you're supposed to have Pas by Shalosh Shittos. Those of you very full, it's going to be Achila Gasa, so sometimes they make Otah Basa V'Dagim, just Mezainis, but really you're supposed to have Pas by Shalosh Shittos. Ramah adds on, Erev Pesach we mentioned, Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, so sometimes you have to have Peros Amini Tagima. What are you going to do? You can't have pas. of a person so overfull, so stuffed, he can't have pasta, he can be yotzei with peres amina tagima. But you're not supposed to be so full. He's supposed to plan in ahead. A chacham ein b'roisha. He's supposed to plan ahead to make sure you're able to have pasta by shalosh shuris. If a person is going to be meiko, there's another shaila that he has. So let's say a person is going to be meiko, not to wash. He's going to be meiko only to have mezainus and peres amina tagima. So we said if a person starts his shalosh shuris before the shkia sachama comes, everyone holds he can continue after shkia sachama. He can continue to eat because he started the Suda before. But the Shulchan Aruch says that's only if you had bread. Let's say a guy's just drinking. Then he has to stop. Once Shkiyas HaChama comes, at least according to the Magen Avraham, that the Iser of eating before Avdala begins at Shkiyas HaChama. Once Shkiyas HaChama comes, you can't eat anymore. You have to stop. It's only the meal that is able to continue. Well, let's say a guy's just having Bosa V'Dagim. He's just having Mezainis for his shalosh shuddis. That's all he's going to have. Can he continue to eat after the shkia? Let's say he sits down shalosh shuddis, everyone's having in shul. So most of the people wash before shkia zachama. He's just going to have cake. Can he, once the time of shkia zachama comes, can he continue to eat afterwards? They can all eat because they're having a suda. What about him? Can he continue to eat or not? So it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that you have to wash. But at the other end, the Shulchan Aruch says if you're just drinking, then you have to stop. What if you're somewhere in between drinking and the suda? Let's say you're having mezainus, amina targima. Where does that fall? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, no, you don't get the heter of continuing to eat after Shkia Zachama if you're just having Mezainas, Peres, Amina, Tagima. It's the same as drinking. It has no, there's no kvias to it. You have to have a meal in order to get this heter. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're just having Mezainas, Peres, Amina, Tagima, you have to stop. Once the time of Shkia Zachama comes, you have to stop eating. You don't get this heter of the, once you started before, you can continue to eat afterwards. However, the Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman, he was masupik about this, wasn't so sure. And other paiskim are makel on this. Some paiskim are makel on this. That it's just drinking has to stop. You're sitting, having a cup of whatever. So you have to stop once the time of Shkia Zachama comes. But if you're doing anything that has a little bit more permanence to it, a little bit more kfias, you're having mezainis, peres, amina tagima, you can continue to eat even after the Shkia Zachama. Perhaps we could throw into this whole mix the Taz. The Taz held, of course, you continue to eat after Shkia Zachama. The Iser of eating before Havdah only begins at Tzeis HaKakovim. So since it was a machlekes ha-paiskim anyway, whether or not cake you could continue to eat after Shkia Zachama, and the Taz held either way you could start, even according to the Magen Avraham, and the Taz held either way you could start, you could eat after Shkia Zachama, the only Yisr of eating begins at Tzeis HaKachavim. So if you put together the Taz with the fact that some paiskim hold even within the Magen Avraham, there's some permanence to Mezainas, Amina Tagima, and Peres, and Bosa V'Dagim. So it could be, one could be make on this shiloh. It's a shiloh, it's getting involved in shilohs. Better it would be, of course, would be to wash by shalosh shuddis, and you yotzei the sheet of roi v'rishonim, which is you have to have pas by shalosh shuddis, and then for sure you continue to eat after the shkia sachamah.